The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're continuing our series in James chapter 5, and I would encourage you to go and look at our website, considerhisword.org, where you can hear all of the messages in this series. Now, we're continuing the series today, and we'll be continuing on for several weeks. I'm not sure how long this is going to take us, because there's a lot to unpack here in James chapter 5. So, if you have access to a Bible, I encourage you to go find it, open it up, and join us as we consider God's Word today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things that you'll find there at the website, many resources and information about our ministry here at the Big Cypress Reservation, also about our radio ministry. Our radio ministry goes to many places across the country, and God is blessing it. And pray for us. Pray that God would help us to expand our ministry to reach even more people with the gospel of Christ. So you'll find all of that at the website, but you'll also find there a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. If you'd send us a note, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, and send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out a lot of these, and we'd love to get one into your hands as well. These little prayer journals are just a little notebook. They'll fit into a shirt pocket, easily fit into a Bible case or into a lady's purse. Now, whatever you're carrying around, even fit into your back pocket if you want to do that. So it's just a small notebook where you can write down prayer requests as you hear them. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night, and if prayer requests are given, I'm able to write them down and keep track. And as we see, when God answers those prayers, you know what I do is I take a line, one single line, and mark it out to show me that God had answered that prayer. And so I'd love to get one of these into your hands. So you can do it through the website, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now also, you can write to us as many do. And I want to warn you again that our address has changed. So our numbers are a little bit different. Most of it's the same except for the numbers. Let me give that to you. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give it to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550, Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, we've been going through this passage of James, and I'd like to begin by reading it again so that as we kind of move through it, you're familiar with these verses. So we're in James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13, where James said, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I want you to notice that these encouraging words about prayer are toward the end of the book of James. Now, we call it a book. It was actually a letter that James wrote to the people who were scattered about because of the persecution that had come to Jerusalem. He says in verse 1, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. And the Bible says that when they were scattered, they went everywhere teaching and preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And so now, as James encourages us and encourages his people, he now encourages to pray. And we've looked at in the past, and again, you can go back and hear these messages at the website, considerhisword.org. He said, first of all, if you're afflicted, you pray. Then he said, when someone's sick, that together people pray. Let them pray. In verse 16, he encouraged us to pray for one another. This was intercessory prayer. But I want to go back through this passage again and look at what times we are to pray and what kind of things we are to pray for. In fact, he mentions that firsthand here in verse 13. He said, is any of you afflicted? Let him pray. Now again, notice that in this case, you pray for yourself. Let them pray. Is anybody merry? Let them pray. And this is where you have that relationship with the Lord where you can talk to him about anything. And an interesting thing here, and I had to look this up, but when he said to pray when you're afflicted, is any among you afflicted? The word afflicted simply means going through a hard time. Now, certainly they were going through a hard time. When the persecution had come, many had fled. Now, I believe that many that fled probably went home to their families. Perhaps some didn't. Maybe some just ended up wandering about, not knowing exactly where they should go, but knowing that if they stayed in Jerusalem, there's a good chance that they were going to be killed. And so this affliction could be going through any kind of a hard time. And everybody, all of us go through hard times at some time or another. I wish it were not so. Sadly, I heard recently a modern philosopher say that life is suffering. It's kind of sad to me, but all of us have suffered through something, through loss of a loved one. Maybe it's financial hardships. Maybe where it got down to you, you were literally down to your last dime and had nowhere to turn. And maybe you lost your home because of it, or maybe lost vehicles because of it. Perhaps loss of a job, a hard time at that job. Maybe someone's giving you a hard time, or at school someone's giving you a hard time. Hard times in relationships, when relationships break up, even marriages that break up. Boy, those are some hard times. Hard times in sickness. Hard times with personal responsibility when you make foolish decisions. Boy, have I made some. And many others. You've just got to think of it this way. When you're going through a hard time, he said, pray. And you know, God hears us when we pray in our affliction. Let me give you another verse. Psalm 22, 24 says, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither has he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. God hears us when we pray in those afflictions. I want you to see this prayer. It's a great prayer over in Psalm 102. We're going to have to go back to the book of Psalm. It's not difficult to find, right in the middle of your Bible practically. But it's Psalm 102. Listen to this prayer. And it's someone who is going through affliction. And he mentions that. I'm just going to read a few of the verses. One starting in verse 1. This was a prayer of the afflicted. You'll see, and if you're looking at a Bible that has notes, it says the prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Here's his prayer, verse 1, Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. Have you ever been so afflicted, under so much stress, having so much anxiety, if you would, that you forget to eat? Verse 5, by reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I'm like a pelican of the wilderness. I'm like an owl of the desert. I watch and as a sparrow alone up on the housetop. You feel alone in your affliction. Often we do. We think we're the only one that's ever gone through this before. Mine enemies reproach me all the days, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath, for thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like the grass. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. What a prayer. And God heard that prayer. And God hears your prayer, whatever you're going through. Now, I want you to notice that in the affliction, it's fine to pray for yourself. He said, is any afflicted? Let him pray. And here, the afflicted is encouraged to pray for themselves. You know, there are some things that ought to be kept just between you and the Lord. Whatever it is you're going through, whatever a hard time. I know in myself that I have gone through difficult times. Difficult times, I remember, especially when I was teaching school and having the anxiety about doing right and teaching right. But probably the greatest affliction, the greatest hard time that I have ever been through was when God took my son. It's been about almost 5 years now that my son, he was 36 years old, got very sick, very ill, and passed away. And those were some hard times. My wife and I went through that together. But the hours I spent walking out here in the Everglades, walking through the swamp, walking in the woods, and just crying out to God, and literally crying out to God, how my heart was broken and how my life felt so empty. But I will tell you this, that through those times, God walked with me every step of the way, and God heard my prayer. Remember Psalm 23, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. And so whatever you're going through, whether it's the loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, whether it's just stress from work, we all have that. Or maybe stress in your own family. Family's not getting along. Whatever it is, bring it to the Lord. Things that only you can just talk to God about. Sometimes you may not have someone else. You can always talk to the Lord. He invites you to call unto him. Jeremiah 33:3, one of my favorite verses, says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. You can always cry out to God. You can always pour out your heart to him. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Why you ever chose me? There's always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite.